Islam, the light of Islam, the principles, well, the principles of Islam. I myself hand over this mic to him now in this sense.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم.
سبحانه سبحانه.
I am very honored that you have allowed me to come and speak, and thank you for the introduction, which I think I don't deserve it. And I would like to say that we are all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's citizens, and we hope that we will be dust at the feet of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam is something that we cannot understand from outside. Islam has to be tasted in order that we can know what it is about. Many speakers around the world, they give their presentation or their bayan without trying to taste that nice taste of Islam. Other ulama, that they are mostly from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and are more on top of that, they are from Tariqah, which is related their line to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Imam al-A'zam. And also other tariqas that at the end they meet at the personality of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu wa karramallahu wajhah, which leads us to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi abdallahu salatu wa salam. When they told me, I asked what kind of masjid we are coming, they said, Masjid Ghawth-e-A'zam. That name immediately made me to feel happy that I'm coming to a place that they understand more than me, because they raised the name of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani high, and they are not afraid. Because today, everything is being differently seen, and that's why to put the name of the masjid under House A'zam, alhamdulillah, is a big challenge to those who do not admit that secrets in Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani.
Nara takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Nara risala!
Ya Rasulullah!
Nara Ghawsiya!
Ya Rasulullah!
Ghaws in Arabic means the one that people go to get support.
Subhanallah.
Means arithni, if we say arithni ya Rasulallah, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me support. Support is different from O Prophet bijahil nabi, for the sake of Prophet. That's completely different. Ighatha is to ask support and to ask help. And those who are inheriting the secret from Prophet ﷺ can be given that title, like Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani. These people, and I will explain later, these people are not absent. These people are free to move. Allah gave them that permission.
Subhanallah.
Because they have freed themselves in dunya from the love of this worldly life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them and freed them. In Akhirah also, they can move anywhere they like. So if someone can move freely in Akhirah, cannot move in dunya. If the whole Akhirah is being subject to them.
Right.
What is dunya to them? It's not.
Not
so if they move there, for sure they can move here and be here at any time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and you brought that signal at the beginning, in the introduction. Allah said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. He's describing, he's giving an oath. And the sun and its splendor of light. وَشَمْسِ وَنُحَارَ. That is وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, and the moon that follows. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا, and when the day light, when the day gives its light and shows the sun. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَخْشَاهَا, and when the night covers it, it shows that it's gone. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا, and the heavens, he's giving oath on all these. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا, and the heavens, and how he built it. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving an oath on the sun? Which is greater, the sun or the heavens? Wasama, this whole universe. But he immediately said, Washams, and he said, Walqamar. Why these two? Because when you look at the sun, he wants to make you to see what is easy can be seen. When in the daytime, when you look, you see immediately, you can't see anything except one, the sun, but you cannot look at the sun. If you look at the sun, what will happen? You will become not blind, but you cannot see anything, you become dark. You cannot go there. You cannot look there. If you come close, your eyes cannot see anything, everything disappears. But you know the sun exists from the day, from the light of the day. So the sun is the source of that light because it is of the energy or the reaction of the atomic reaction that is happening on the sun. You see, when that energy is coming up, the day appears, it will declare that sun is coming. And that's why after Fajr, before Ishraq, you will see the day light before you see the sun.
That's right.
Then as this sun comes visible, the day becomes more and more, and then you will see everything through the day. Everything you can do now through the light of that day, which is coming from the sun. So, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and I'm giving an oath with the moon. The sun always stationary, doesn't move. He is giving the oath with the moon that moves. And the moon declares the sun. The moon doesn't have atomic explosion or these explosions that make light.
Light, that's right.
But the moon has light.
Yes.
You can see the light of the moon. But that light is not only the light of the moon. It's the light that comes from the sun. It's reflecting that light.
That's right. Wow.
So the moon, when you are in darkness, the moon comes, it shows you and guides you through your life. If you cannot see the moon in the evening, then you cannot see anything. Even if you look at the stars, they cannot give you light. What gives you light at night? It's the moon. And the moon is reflecting the light. It's not the source of light. But he's dressed with that light of the sun, it reflected.
Subhanallah.
And Allah said, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَىٰ. The sun and its splendors, and the moon that follows. And the وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. So the moon is showing us, open for us that darkness. We are in darkness. As light, as the night time is dark, this dunya is dark. It needs a moon to show the light, to show the existence of the sun. And that's why the source of the sun is the source of Bahrul Qudra, the ocean of power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That ocean of knowledge, the only one that can reflect it to you to learn in your darkness through your life is the moon, which is Prophet sallallahu. So that moon gets you the knowledge from that knowledge that it is existing, and it symbolizing it in the sun, reflected to us in order that we can be able to come out of that darkness, and we will be able to see slowly, slowly to turn out and to see the sun in the daytime. So Prophet is guiding us through our darkness. When you go in a dark night, you want to see, you have a flashlight. That flashlight, Allah said, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. He said, from Allah came to you light, nur, and Holy Quran. So you cannot know Holy Quran without the nur. That's why Holy Quran, he Because Nur shows you, guide you to the Holy Quran. So the moon at night prepare you to see the sun, to see the light of the Holy Quran, which we can symbolize, if we can say like that, through your, when you go out of darkness to become, in daytime you can see the sun. And that is the greatness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave an oath in Holy Quran by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why he said, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَخَى. And I think there are some imams here that they know Arabic. In Arabic, if we say tala, what does that mean? It has two meanings. Talaha, tala shay, means read. Read it. Tilawa, tilawa to Quran. It's recitation of Quran. And when Allah say, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, it has two meanings. One meaning is that the moon follow the sun, means follow ma'rifatullah. The Prophet follow that ma'rifah. And تَلَاهَا, the other meaning, is recited that ma'rifah. As you recite Quran, the more recite the knowledge that is in the sun, which is ma'rifah.
Subhanallah.
And that's why he said, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, means the qamar recited it. The qamar cannot recite. Who means the qamar? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Naraya takbir. Naraya iksala. Naraya gawsiya. Hadratana mashaa tabani sahab.
Zita.
That is symbolizing that, O Muhammad, I have sent you from to recite and to bring my the knowledge that I need to send it to my servant. You are going to read it for them.
Subhanallah.
And that's why he said, Al-Qamari idha
tala.
Tala. Recite.
Recite.
You take Quran, tartil, we say. Tartil al-Quran, or tilawat al-Quran. Tilawa means recitation of the Quran. And it has the same meaning. There are scholars, they said that tala is read, recite. And the moon recites. So what the moon is going to recite?
So,
means the moon is Prophet, Nur of the Prophet. It is symbolized by Surah
Al-Shams,
Surah 91. And Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an. Khalaq
al-Insan.
If ar-Rahman, Allah the Merciful, taught Quran, created a human being, is that?
Yes.
That to whom he taught Quran? Who was there? Allah is teaching Quran and creating a human being. To whom he taught the Quran?
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a meaning. Subhanallah.
Means there is someone that Allah had taught him the Quran before he created the human being. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kuntu nabiyyan wa adamu bayna al-ma'i wa al-tin." I
was Adam
between clay and water. And he said, the first what Allah created is my light, ya Shabir.
Subhanallah.
So means the teaching of Quran was to Prophet. In that verse he said, Allah said, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman means the description of Rahmah in dunya. Ar-Rahim is for after. So means my attribute Ar-Rahman that belongs, that I'm giving it for dunya, means for creation. Means dunya is anything that not attributed to Allah's is is the one that created. Anything created is dunya.
Is dunya.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. So la ilaha illallah relates to the creator. So anything else relates to the creation. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Ar-Rahman, which that attribute that He is giving everyone through that attribute what he needs in this life, said علم القرآن
علمته
then خلق الإنسان علمته Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم خلق الإنسان then created creation. So when he taught to Muhammad what he did, he taught him when Adam was between clay and water. And when Adam saw, when he did the sin and he saw all, the whole paradise was full of the name of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah asked him, when he asked Allah to forgive him for the sake of Muhammad, he said, Ya Adam, how do you know about Muhammad? He said, I saw his name is written under the throne. Means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he taught Muhammad the Holy Quran, he raised his name and raised him to be La ilaha illallah
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
So Muhammadur Rasulullah described the whole creation. So the one responsible for the whole creation in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Muhammadur Rasulullah. So La ilaha illallah is the creator. Muhammad Rasulullah is creation. So anything in creation has to go through Muhammad Rasulullah. That's why he said, after he raised that, he created a human being to tell them, look, this is my, the one that I have raised.
Subhanallah.
Listen to him.
Subhanallah.
Then he created creation. Then what he did? علمه البيان. خلق الإنسان علمه البيان means he taught him how he can describe and use his intellectuality and spirituality to understand the meaning of Quran. خلق الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. He didn't teach the human being the Quran. He taught Muhammad. He taught the human being how to read the Quran. But he taught Muhammad the secrets of Quran.
Subhanallah.
That's why he said علمه البيان. So he taught them what they have to know through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why he said, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. When the moon is reciting from the sun, means he is reciting what he is giving knowledge from that fountain of knowledge which is described as the sun and giving it to a human being. And then he said, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّهَا وَالنَّيْلِ إِذَا يَخْشَى. When the night, the when you will, never the moon disappears. The moon even in the,
yes it is there.
It is up there. When the sun comes, the moon annihilates. When the sunlight comes, the moon, sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't see it through the day. It's annihilated. Means in the presence of Allah, when Allah brought Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the night of Isra and Mi'raj, he completely went into a level of fana'un fillah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And that is symbolized at the moon. When the moon, when the sun comes, means when the ma'rifah, Allah's knowledge appears, Prophet is shown. That is the humility that Prophet ﷺ showed him in front of his Lord. That's why he said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. He said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. It is not the meaning that many, unfortunately, not mentioning their names, square-headed people, they said, he said he is a human being like you. No, he's not saying that. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. When he was in that presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he saw the greatness of his Lord, and he saw himself very, as much as you approach, you see bigger. Right. Like look from the plane down when you are flying, you see everything small.
Small.
When you approach, you see everything big. When Prophet ﷺ approached the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في مقام الوحدانية وفي مقام الأحدية, when Allah brought him to the night of ascension, he saw what he never saw. So he felt himself that he, Ya Rabbi, I cannot bring myself in your presence. I'm nothing.
Subhanallah.
You are my creator. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only muwahid, the real muwahid is Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi
wasallam.
Not the people who write for us Kitab al-Tawheed, Kitab al-Tawheed, you are Mushrik, they tell us. And they make every must, I hope there is nothing here in this of filling of that Tawheed of Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. They want to teach us Tawheed. Who can make Tawheed except Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The real Muwahhid, when he was there, he saw himself how much? In that presence, who is that presence?
No.
Except Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. That's why Allah raised his name, because he raises them because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them, Ya Muhammad, and showing us that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam, he is the real muwahhid, and if I raise him to with my name, he will never think that he is other than Abdullah. If us become important or famous and sit on a chair, high chair, we think we are ourselves like Fir'aun. Is that?
Yeah, that's true.
We our nature, our human nature is Fir'auni nature. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take that away from us. So that nature, if someone is become famous, he wants to be all the time known and everyone has to respect him. Well, to respect what? You want respect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need respect from Abd.
Subhanallah.
What kind of respect they are going to give you? Nothing. That respect doesn't come, you cannot buy it.
Right.
Allah gave it to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gave it to Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani to Khamsa Arda. Is that he bought it from Allah?
Right.
It was given to them, to this awliyaullah, to this awliya that they are from one generation to another generation carrying the flag of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, carrying his secret, inherited that secret, and coming always, that's what count.
Right.
So that's why these secrets are weird. Where are these inheritance of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where are those whom Prophet ﷺ mentioned in many ahadiths And it was narrated by many of the Sahih books, like Imam Ahmad book, Muslim of Imam, and I'm quoting that because square-headed people, they don't follow except Imam Ahmad.
Right.
When he said that, when you are in a jungle or in a desert and you are afraid from something attack you, call upon Rijalullah. Call upon Al-Ikrumiya Rijalullah. That is a hadith mentioned in Imam Ahmad Muslim. It's more than 40 hadiths about that. Call upon those men. Where are those men today?
Right.
There is no Muslim. Look for them. You find them. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى وَاللَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. If those square-headed people, they are blind, it's up to them. But if those who are following the awliyaullah, following the way of great awliya, like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, and some others, but he is on the top, you will find people that they are on that line, and they are following, and you can learn from them and inherit from them. That ilm is only for hearts, it's not for tongue. You cannot find ilm al-awliya. They don't throw the jewels between the feet of ignorance. Diamonds are precious. They are given when someone deserves it. Awliyaullah gave him that diamond when someone deserved it.
Subhanallah.
If they read, easy, they say, why Prophet is present? He's not present, he's gone. It's simple. Let them read the Holy Quran. وَإِذْ ذَرَبُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا. When they become oppressor to themselves, they come to you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, that was in the time of Prophet.
نَرَيَ تَكْبِيرٌ نَرَيَ الْإِسْسَالِمْ نَرَيَ غَوْسِيَةٌ أَيْدَ الْأَمَا شَيْكَبَانْ إِسَابٌ
زِكَارٌ.
So they, وَإِذْ ذَرَبُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ
سُبْحَانَهُ.
When they are oppressed to themselves, they come to you, Ya Muhammad, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ. They ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when they ask in your presence.
Subhanallah.
And the Prophet asks on their behalf, istighfar. We will analyze it. That verse is in Holy Quran or not? It is in Holy Quran. Since it is in Holy Quran, everything in the Holy Quran is for the whole Ummah. It's not for one period of time. So if it is for the whole Ummah, it is for us. So then, when I am going to be making sin and oppressor, Allah is ordering me, وَإِذْ ذَرَبُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. When they make a sin, they come to you. Okay, I made a sin today. I'm in America. I have to go to Prophet. Where are I going to Prophet? I have to fly to go to Medina?
What a fine chair. Subhanallah.
I cannot fly. It's impossible. Allah didn't say go and fly. Or go and ride the camel and reach there. He said, come to Muhammad also, then Muhammad is present here.
Subhanallah.
How I tell to him?
Allah.
So when they say Hazar Nazar, it's not correct. How is that correct? That is the answer. I am ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to Prophet. Now how can I go to Prophet? I have to travel and put 1 day, 2 days, 3 days by plane. There is no plane. If there is no plane, how I go? I have to go across the Atlantic by ship and reach from here to the Atlantic. I need how many hours? And how I can reach Madinatul Munawwar, Biladul Hijaz? Allah said, I didn't say, come to Muhammad. Then I have to come, Muhammad. I call Muhammad. Ya Muhammad! Must be there!
Must be there, yeah.
If I cannot see a light, I'm in darkness. That's why the moon came and they do darkness light.
Subhanallah! Subhanallah!
So he said, come to me. Come. It's Allah's order. It's not like Christian said, like, come to me, I will save you. It's not. Allah said, go to
Subhanallah.
Prophet never said, I'm ilah. Subhanallah, the asra bi'abdi. Allah described him, Abdullah, in the Holy Quran. And Prophet is happy to be abd.
Right.
So he said, Ja'uka, they come to you. So they come to me. He is present. I came to them. Said, Ya Rasulullah.
Subhanallah.
Said, okay, now you have to answer. This is Hadr. Nadr. If Hadr, I come. You are Hadr here, I come to you.
Right.
You are at person here, I come to him. Okay, when I come to the court, to the judge, and the judge, I come to him. He is Hadr, he's sitting there, so I give him my problem. The judge is going. It's Nazar, he's going to look into my paperwork. He has to look in what is the problem. He has to check it, that's why Nazar. Nazar, he is looking, Nazar in Arabic. He's not looking only, but checking what you need. So he said, Astaghfirullah. It's not Astaghfir. So I make Astaghfir. And Prophet said, oh, now that's not enough. Allah ordered me to make on your behalf istighfar. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمَ
الْرَسُولُ.
So Prophet made istighfar, what will happen? My case is this.
سُبْحَانَ
اللَّهَ تَوَّبَ. So the moon showed me the light. He took me to the ma'rifatullah, to the knowledge that comes from the Spirit of God. All Muslims, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah didn't send him to dunya for entertaining us, but he sent him to dunya with the message of Islam, because Allah nurtured him that love of Allah when he was light. When he was in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a day that no one knows when was that day.
Subhanallah.
There are narrations in the seerah that says Allah ordered the pen to write. And the pen said, what am I going to write?
Subhanallah.
And Allah said to the pen, write. And this pen said, well, I'm going to write. He said, write. And the pen said, well, I'm going to write. He said, La ilaha illallah. And the pen wrote, La ilaha illallah, 70,000 years. Writing, continuing, non stopping. Then he stopped. And Allah said, write. He said, well, I'm going to write. He said, write. Well, I'm going to write, he said, write Muhammad
Rasulullah.
He said, who is Muhammad that you put your name in his book? وَمَنْ مُحَمَّدْ أَلَّذِي قَرَمْتَ اسْمُكَ بِسْمِ.
Subhanallah.
He said, لَوْلَا مُحَمَّدْ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ أَحَدًا
مَخْلُوقًا. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Part of Muhammad, I will not create them.
Subhanallah.
For what to... When Allah said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that's enough for us to understand. There is no Musa Rasulullah, there is no Isa Rasulullah, there is no Nuh Rasulullah. He is showing us, and that time they were. But till the judgment day is finished, when Muhammad comes, everything before is gone. That's why Muhammad didn't come now before 400 years. He came before Adam. And that's why Allah said to Adam, Muhammad comes, you will follow him.
Subhanallah.
That is our Aqeedah. And this is the real Aqeedah. It's not like, for example, why we are losing today. I was asking many people when I traveled, I said, it's a simple question I'm asking. Are we on haq or batil? Muslims are on haq or batil? As mu'min, as believers here, we are on haq or batil? We are on haq. When Sayyidina Amr asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, are we on haq or batil? He said, we are on haq. I said, why I am afraid? I'm going up on the masjid and I'm going to give azan up. And he gave the azan up. And his children were throwing him stones.
Allah.
And he was looking, Hayya ala salah. He was looking, who is throwing him stones? Hayya ala salah. So, no problem. We are on haq. When he finished, he knew their parents. He went and beat their parents.
Right.
In order not to repeat anymore. So we are on haq. Okay, if we are on haq, we say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. What we are losing? When we are losing, Allah support his servant that they are on haq, or he support his servant that they are on batil. If we are on haq, we must look, we must always win. When we are losing, then there is something wrong.
Something.
Check ourselves. Check ourselves. The Ummah has to check their problem. The Ummah was successful for hundreds of years. Only recently they began to fall down. Only 200 years ago.
Right.
Not more, 300 years ago.
Somehow.
Not before. The Ummah before the Muslim Ummah was the what you call Futuhat in English.
Victories.
The victories were all over the world.
Right.
Were never down the Muslims. Why they are down since 200 years? Because Baal began to flourish in the Ummah.
That's it. That's the point.
And that Baal that is flourishing today more and more. Through the books and literatures that they are sending from everywhere free, and must are taking that and teaching to their followers. That is the battle that we have to be aware of. Destroying the aqidah of Ahlul Islam. Destroying the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Destroying the love of Ahlul Bayt. Whatever Allah make it necessity for us, we are destroying it. كل أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا مودة ربكم. I'm not asking anything from you except take care of my family or my tribe. Don't come against it. I don't want that. Love them. Love my family.
Love my family. That's right.
They killed this family.
No. They killed this family. And what?
For what? For nothing. And till today they are killing this family. There is no more respect for our Ya Allah. There is no more respect for Sayyids. There is no respect anymore for those who are coming from the line of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. They want to make everyone
equal.
Allah said, وَأَنزِلْ النَّاسِ مَنْ أَنزِلْ النَّاسِ مَنْ أَنزِلْ النَّاسِ. Give everyone his love and his respect.
Right.
I have to respect. They asked one person one time, Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Maslan, one of the big army. He said, I have to respect the young, I have to respect the elder. He said, why the young and why the elder? He said, because the young, he made less sins than me.
Subhanallah.
And the elder, he made more worship this than me.
Subhanallah.
The sweetness of Islam. How when you get that sweetness in your heart, that you see everything sweet. Look, if you have a dish and you put, or forget the dish, take a cup of tea. put salt in it. Do you drink it?
No.
No, put it salt.
The salt, yeah.
If you put in it sweet, do you, sugar, do you drink it?
Sure.
Even if you put 10 spoons of sugar, you still drink it.
Right.
If half spoon of salt, you don't drink it.
You don't drink.
Means everything sweet, over what you say, in excess, is acceptable.
Right.
And that's what Salah ala Nabi, in excess is acceptable.
SubhanAllah.
But anything else is not acceptable. I think salty is not acceptable. It means any sin, even if it's small,
not acceptable.
Not acceptable. Allah doesn't like it. I don't know how much time I have to speak. That's that. So sweet dish, always you eat it. No way that you can say no. So haq is sweet. Batil, even if it is small, is not acceptable. So there must be something that it is not
wrong with us.
If we are not going to change that, then it is a disaster. Prophet was explaining a hadith last week in Jum'ah. At this last June, that Prophet ﷺ was fasting by Bani Muawiyah's mosque in Medina. And as he was fasting there, he went inside and prayed. And asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he went long in asking and praying. When he finished, they said, "Ya Rasul, we saw you something different today. Can you explain to us?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala three things for the benefit of my ummah." He accepted two, and one he said no. I asked him not to destroy my ummah as a whole by enemies.
SubhanAllah.
He said, "I gave you that.
SubhanAllah.
So no one can destroy Muslim and Islam."
SubhanAllah.
No way.
SubhanAllah.
Allah gave it to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that no one will destroy Muslims and Islam as a whole. That means Islam is going to be on earth from east to west. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned another hadith in the Sahih of the last days that Islam is going to enter. لَنْ يَبْقَى مَدَرٌ وَلَا وَبَرٌ إِلَّا وَخَلَقٌ. Islam is going to enter in a house, in a tent, they made it from the leather of the camel, or in a civilized country or in a house where there is a real house. Islam is going to enter means from the jungle, the desert, the north pole, south pole, west, east. Islam is going to enter. And it entered. It's everywhere. And everyone is interested to know more about Islam. So if you go to the bookstore, you don't find any more books about Islam. They are being gone. Because Islam is now everywhere. I'm surprised because I meet with officials every day, and they want to know more about Islam and how they are going to realize who are these Muslims that they can depend on, and who are the Muslims that by name they are Muslims and doing all kind of bad actions. So Islam is going to enter everywhere and enter it. And Prophet ﷺ said, no one, Allah gave me that. No, and anyone can destroy Islam as a whole.
Right.
And he said, Ya Rabbi, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to destroy my ummah by earthquakes or flood. And Allah gave me that. And the third one, Allah gave to me, he said, Ya Muhammad, no, that's not going to happen. He said, I asked Allah not to make my ummah to fight each other. He said, no, they are going to fight each other. And that's what you see the ummah now, after the Ottoman Empire fell down. The ummah is being divided.
Right.
You would be surprised. I was in Malaysia, another nation.
Very far away.
One time, they took me, they said, we want to take you to one national and you shave. In Malaysia. But the look what it is, the nice thing. And it is a maqam that man passed away. But they had the house. And the house, easy 200 years ago. I went there, and they said, this is why you're sitting in there. I was looking at the wall. I saw the big shelf of Sultan Abu Hamid. The Turkish. I said, what is that? They said that we were subject to Sultan Abu Hamid. We were part of the Ottoman Empire. Even they didn't reach here, but since they were the representative of the Muslims, we raised that picture.
Subhanallah.
Look how Muslims they think.
Right.
There was a Khilafah. There is no more Khilafah. And we are not going to ask a Khilafah with a tired foot.
Right.
They come to you today and they say Khalifa Khilafa Khalifa Khilafa Khalifa Khilafa with a tie and suit.
Right.
That is Khilafa?
No.
With a tie and suit and little small beard? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from Khalifa?
No.
If I tell you what they say, you'll be sad. They say if Prophet Muhammad comes today, he will wear jeans.
Astaghfirullah.
So this is their mentality. And that's why we, as Muslims, we are on haq, but there are people of Ahlul Fitna that they create that division between the Muslim ummah. And they destroy that. And that's why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when this happens, there will be chunk of darkness. The one who is standing, the one who is sitting is better than the one who is standing. And the one who is standing is better than the one who is walking. And the one who is walking is better than the one who is riding. Stay means that's fitna, don't involve in it. Al-fitna to na'imatun, la'am Allahu man aykhudha. Fitna, confusion is dormant. Allah curse who will bring the fitna out.
Right.
So let them bring the fitna, and we are in the sunnah of Jama'ah.
Alhamdulillah.
We are waiting the heavenly support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who promised us that there will be heavenly support coming.
Inshallah.
And this is soon. Don't think that is this dunya is going to continue forever as they are thinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his Prophet about the signs of the last days, and you know that in the hadith Jibreel, Sayyidina Umar, about when he came to bring the Prophet and asked him about Islam and why it started, and he said to him about the size of that, about the last day, when is the last day? The Prophet said, "Man nasulu bi'alam min as-sa'il." That the one who is asked, the one who is asked, doesn't know more than the one who is asked.
Right.
Meaning he really might know more. And this is the humbleness of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet doesn't know, but he doesn't want to show, to say.
Right.
So then he said, what are the signs? And then Prophet Jibreel asked, what are the signs? And then he will give you that small sign in the end. He said, and ترى الحفاة العراق رعاع الشاة يتطاولون في البنيان. When you are going to see the barefooted, naked Bedouins are going to compete in building high rises.
Subhanallah.
He said, يتطاولون في البنيان. يتطاولون in Arabic, compete. Everyone wants to be, he's building higher than the other.
Right.
And he said, the barefooted, naked Bedouins are, they have no slippers. There is nothing in there. They walk on the sand. And there is nothing except they cover a little bit. You go to the Bedouins in that region, Arab Peninsula, and you see them. I know them. They are barefooted, naked Bedouins. They have nothing. They were not. They didn't have anything except shepherds. يتطاولون في البنيان. How they are going to do يتطاولون? How they are going to compete in building? Prophet is saying means they are going to be rich one day.
Right.
See the eloquence of the hadith of Prophet. You have to find them. The hidden part of it. He didn't say they are going to be rich. He said يتطاولون في البنيان. Compete in building high rises. Okay, they to build a one-story home. You don't need to be rich. You build two stories home, you don't need to be rich. But you build 60 stories of a building, you have to be rich. He said that Tawaruna fil bunyan means they are going to be super rich.
Super.
And what they are doing today?
That's there.
They have two high rises in Riyadh. The highest hierarchy in the world. Two princes. They are competing with each other. Whose building will be higher than the other?
Yeah, that's right.
And now they are higher than the Malaysian Twin Towers.
Twin Towers, yes.
Now they have it in Riyadh. How profit you that 1400 years ago? And this is said from Alamatul Sa'ah. So what we are looking at is saying then, Allah said, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. So we say, ابتعد الساعة وانشق القمر. Allah says, اقتربت الساعة. The sign, last day is approaching, or that judgment day approaching. At the moon split in the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what about then, Allah says, اقتربت, and we say, no, it's far. It's اقتربت, it's here, it's coming.
Yeah.
And the moon split. You know, in all the moon, they found out when they went.
So
they
picked someone.
You know, if any crack happened, when you break something into two pieces and you put it back up, you have to put it nicely together.
Right.
Isn't that?
Right, that's right.
When they took these pictures from the moon, they found that the moon, this is, they didn't send it out, it's recent. But they didn't know the hadith of the ayah of the Quran. But if you research it, you will find it. So what they found is when the moon split in the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the moon came back. But when you see the picture, it shows you the sign that Islam is correct. Quran is correct. When it came back, it didn't came in straight, so it moved. So the crack is shown. There is differences in the crack. It's in the middle of the moon. That is, you can see the separation, the two parts. It is sign for the prophecy of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Nara takbir, nara risala, nara gausiya. Kya the nama Shah Kamani sahab.
So, you put all this together, you look at yourself and say, how is it going to live? Average life is how much? 75, 80, 90, I don't know what you have. You are nothing. You are not going to take your bank accounts, you are not going to take your cars, you are not going to take your anything from what's for dunya. Rich and poor are going to be equal in that day.
Allah.
Who is poor in dunya means not poor rich, you don't need to be poor, but the hubb of dunya is not in his heart. The love of dunya is not in his heart. The love of Sayyidina Muhammad is his heart. That one is going to success. And that one who is rich and has hubb of dunya in his heart, or even he is poor but has hubb of dunya in his heart, that one is going to
be.
So why you are wasting your time for 70 years and you are going to be losers at the end? Let us suffer 70 years. Means not suffer, it's not necessary to suffer, but suffer from leaving the dunya and coming to akhirah. That's what's important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah bless us. May Allah support us. Amen. 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 أدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار يا كريم يا ستار يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون
وسلام سبحان you can sell out or not?
Yeah, I'll do it.